As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. That's the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board for this hour of money power. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. I've got a few good ones in, but I could take a couple more if you want to email me right now. I'll get you to the top of the list, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. If you've been wondering what a safety first retirement plan is, I will get to that as I covered some of the common investor biases a week ago. A few calls on that. Do you have some downside protection for safe investing? But I start today with this. First survey of its kind for 50 years finds most Americans still think they have above average intelligence. Well, I do. What about you? I have above average intelligence. Just ask me. A systematic survey in the U.S. of people's beliefs about their own intelligence for the first 50 years had shown that was true then is also the case in modern era. The majority of people think they're smarter than average. Of course, that can't be, right? Because 50% would be theoretically smarter than average, and the other 50% would be dumber than average or less smart, depending on how you want to look at it. So they surveyed 750 people reflecting a cross-section of the U.S. population, balanced in terms of sex, age, education levels, and race. Across multiple surveys, 65% of participants agreed with the statement, quote, "I am more intelligent than the average person." Around 70% of men, obviously, versus 60% of women, made the above average claim, and a similar pattern was found in the young and the old. This research accords with both the half-century-old study from the Russell Sage Foundation and more recent research that suggests there's an overconfidence bias in the general population. Yep, no doubt about that. We're going to talk about overconfidence here momentarily. The trouble is that most of the work following the Foundation study has often come from self-selecting or convenience samples that are unlikely to be representative of the wider population, or from students who may be special cases struggling, for instance, to envision what the average person is like from their campus existence. How true is that? Oh, Lordy me. Glad I'm not back in college. I pity my grandkids, two of whom are only 5 years away. The new surveys also validate another cornerstone of overconfidence research, that the least intelligent tend to be the most overconfident. That also doesn't surprise me. While university graduates are typically one standard deviation higher than average in intelligence, collectively tended to slightly underestimate their intelligence, those participants whose highest qualification was a high school diploma collectively overshot in estimating theirs. Americans' self-flattering beliefs about intelligence are alive and well several decades after their discovery was first reported. So what does this mean to your investments? So I spent a little time researching this over this past weekend, and I came across this article, the personality trait that dooms your investments. Confidence is a good trait to have. Overconfidence, however, can hurt your investments. Having done this for the better part of 40 years, there is absolutely no question in my mind that the most dangerous financial advisor is the most cocky financial advisor. Sometimes they're younger and haven't gotten the tar kicked out of them by the market, because sometimes you just have to learn from your bad experiences. It's why I was never a carpenter, because every time I tried doing something with wood and power tools, bad things happened. But I was smart enough to not to go into that business. Here's what this article had to say. Do you play recreational tennis or golf? Would you bet your retirement savings you could beat Roger Federer or Tiger Woods? Of course you wouldn't. In most areas of your life, you objectively assess your skill level and make intelligent decisions about the outcome of your planned activities. Overconfidence is common in investing. Unfortunately, many people abandon any pretense of objectivity when it comes to investing. They are overly confident in their ability to achieve returns that will beat the market. Such investors are not alone. One study in 2006, quote, Behaving Badly by James Montier, surveyed 300 professional mutual fund managers. Nearly 75% of them thought they were above average at their jobs. Few, if any, believed they were below average. Again, remember the 50-50 thing. Another study, Volume, Volatility, Price, and Profit, When All Traders Are Above Average, this was authored by Terence O'Dean and published in the Journal of Finance, back in 1998, examined what happens in financial markets when investors are overconfident. It found that overconfident investors expend too many resources on information acquisition and trade too much. The study concluded that the pursuit of information deemed necessary to increase returns causes overconfident traders to, quote, fare less well than passive traders. The research on this is vast, by the way. There have been Vanguard studies. There have been many, many studies. In fact, Terence O'Dean and Brad Barber had a famous study where they looked at the Taiwan Stock Exchange. And it was a very compelling argument for trading less. I think the study was titled something like, Trading Can Be Hazardous to Your Wealth. And I'm not just talking about individual stock trading or jumping from one ETF to the next. I'm talking about this overconfidence bias that can really play havoc with you. Remember the biases I covered last week? Recency bias, or the recency effect. The survivorship bias. A lot of the data that we have doesn't take into account all of the funds or stocks that went out of business or got merged into another one. The overconfidence bias, which speaks for itself. The herd mentality, where you follow the herd. Hindsight bias, where market losses may seem to have an obvious or an intuitive explanation, which they don't. And then this thing we call loss aversion, a biggie. The pain of experiencing a loss is greater than the joy felt by an equivalent gain. So the question is, do you have some downside protection? And what is a safety first strategy? That's coming up. Make sure you stick around, because this is the one talk show in America you must tune into. We help you make better money moves, but you must, with a capital M, stay tuned to the Ray Lucia program. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Emails at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. We shall return, God willing. Don't go away.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806.
That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, rocking and rolling now. The great program. Glad to have you with us. So, do you have any downside risk protection? Here we are on the precipice of what might be the longest bull market in history, although I think Mark Hulbert did a pretty good job of debunking that. I'll talk about it. I don't know if I can get to it this hour, but maybe next hour. How this bull market, which has been going on for 9 years and will likely become the longest, if not, it's already the longest bull market in history, according to the generally accepted principles of what constitutes a bull market. From the low, the closing low, of down 20%, which goes back to March of 2009. But irrespective of that, do you have any downside risk protection? Now, the stockbrokers will talk to you about, you know, buying hedges and limit orders and covered calls and stop losses and all that stuff. But that's on an individual stock-by-stock basis. And that's between you and your stockbroker. I'm talking about for those of us that are serious about having a strategy in place for our retirement. I don't believe you should focus on any one or two individual stocks. Just take a look at Tesla and GE and Facebook recently, and the extreme volatility. Now, I'm more focused on behavior and strategy. Remember, before the break, I was talking about loss aversion. That's where, and who was it? It was Tversky and Daniel Kahneman, I think, who first introduced this behavioral problem with investing. Amos, is it Traversy or Traversky? I don't know. I have to look it up. You know, when you do this stuff from memory, what are you going to do? I can't remember all the names. Daniel Kahneman. I mean, these are like Nobel laureates. These are smart dudes. And when they invented this loss aversion thing, which basically tells you this, that the pain that you experience when you have a loss is 10 times greater than the joy you feel by an equivalent gain. So downside risk protection has to be paramount in managing our behavior, because nobody's going to be able to tolerate that. 10 times, think about that. Also, Financial Engines published a study back in 2014 with respect to 401k participants. And they said that the participants who elected to receive some kind of help, you know, coaching from a financial advisor, earned something like 3 1/3% on average more on their 401k. And a lot of that is because the advisor and the coaching and the behavioral stuff will tend to shield you from some of these bad bias traits that exist like loss aversion. So when we discuss things like giving yourself some downside risk protection, there are seven strategies that at least come to my mind that can overcome your overconfidence and the other biases such as loss aversion. The first one is the obvious one, diversification. Now, here's what's interesting about diversification. One of the cornerstones of being diversified is this thing called modern portfolio theory, developed by Harry Markowitz many, many, many years ago. In a market downturn, modern portfolio theory disciples believe that a well-diversified portfolio will outperform a concentrated one. Investors create deeper and more broadly diversified portfolios by owning a large number of investments in more than one asset class, which reduces the unsystemic risk, as it were. This is the risk that comes with investing in a particular company as opposed to systemic risk, which is the risk associated with investing in the markets generally. Now, the whole idea of modern portfolio theory has been kind of put on trial in the recent past, because what people have missed, and I have to admit, when I first learned about modern portfolio theory back in the 90s, it seemed very reasonable to me. But modern portfolio theory was a theory that was based on institutional investing. And institutional investing, there's really no longevity risk. You're investing forever and ever and ever because you're a big pension plan that's going to be around forever and ever. You got pensions for 25-year-olds and pensions for 85-year-olds. So it's not like you're doing a plan for somebody 65-year-old who has a 30-year longevity, potentially. So there are some flaws in the whole MPT thing that I can get into in another show. Nonetheless, it does point out that diversification is critically important. And part of diversification means owning non-correlating assets. Will Ashworth wrote this: stock portfolios that include 12, 18, or even 30 stocks can eliminate most, if not all, unsystemic risk. Unfortunately, systematic risk is always present. However, by adding non-correlating assets, such as bonds or commodities or currency, real estate, you know what they are, the end result is often lower volatility and reduced systematic risk due to the fact that non-correlating assets react differently to changes in the markets compared to stocks. Now, this is interesting, too, because we've learned this from the endowment model. Once this fellow Swenson from Yale wrote his book identifying how Yale kicked the tar out of all of these other endowments because they were 50-60% in alternative asset classes, most of the billion plus foundations and et cetera jumped on that endowment model. And like everything else, when everybody starts doing it, the performance starts to suck. But non-correlating assets are important, just not 60%. And of course, you can put in the long-term put options and stop losses and all that stuff. But I want to talk to you about principal-protected investments and a safety-first strategy, as opposed to a probability-based strategy. What is that all about? I'm going to tell you when we come back. Don't go away.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right. It costs you nothing. And we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Biz Talk Radio.
And I think this is really important. The whole debate over safety first retirement planning versus probability based retirement. I obviously err on the side of safety first, because nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. And while I do believe that the market still has some legs to keep running, there are many, many that disagree with that. But we were talking about modern portfolio theory. I'll come back to that. But modern retirement theory, in developing that, a couple of financial gurus, Jason Branning and the academic M. Ray Grubbs, created a funding priority for retiree liabilities. They sort of put it in the form of a pyramid, although I don't know that I like the idea of describing some pyramid scheme as something that's good, but in this case it is. At the base of this safety first pyramid, if you will, is funding for essential needs, making sure you've got safe assets to cover your needs, the essential needs, throughout your retirement. That's like food and shelter and taxes, etc. And then as you move up the pyramid, contingency funding. There's always stuff that happens to all of us, whether we are retired or not. Then it's funds for discretionary spending. And then finally, a legacy fund. Now, some of us put our pyramid on its point, tip it upside down, and we worry more about the kids than we do ourselves. I've also been somewhat guilty of that. But I do believe in this pyramid of funding priorities versus some investment approach. Now, during the accumulation phase, if you're building your portfolio around modern portfolio theory, like Harry Markowitz did back in 91, as I mentioned before the break, MPT was basically used for large institutions with indefinite lifespans. There weren't any specific spending objectives for the portfolio, which is why MPT is still misapplied today. There's nothing wrong with this don't put all your eggs in one basket theory of diversification. But at some point, you go from accumulation to decumulation. People have finite lifespans. And that's why everybody's plan has to be independent based on them and their particular circumstances. MPT does not address this far more complicated issue. So as opposed to MPT, the alternative is asset liability matching, which you've heard me talk about many times on this program. You must, in retirement planning, match your assets to your liabilities. If you want to eat dinner tomorrow night, then you need to have the cash in your bank account to go out and buy food today to cook tomorrow. Short-term asset covering the short-term liability. But if you expect to be alive when you're 97, that's a long-term liability. And that, of course, can be covered with a long-term asset like stocks. Dr. Fowle, Wade Fowle, wrote about this. Quote, with asset liability matching, investors are not trying to maximize their year-to-year returns on a risk-adjusted basis, nor are they trying to beat an investment benchmark. The goal is to have cash flows available to meet spending needs as required, and investments are chosen in such a way that meets those needs. Assets are matched to goals so that the risk and cash flow characteristics are comparable. Brilliant. It's a whole different mentality. Instead of trying to beat the market, you're trying to match your investments to your goals. And so it takes the emphasis off of having to achieve some desired return rather than achieving your desired income spending goals. For essential spending, modern retirement theory argues that funding must be with assets meeting the criteria of being, quote, secure, stable, and sustainable. Funding options can include defined benefit pensions, bond ladders, and income annuities. That's the safety first school of thought. Fowle writes on, this moves beyond looking only at the financial portfolio to consider also the role of human and social capital. Examples of human and social capital include the ability to work part-time, social safety nets like Social Security. I mean, I brought out the other day the fact that working an extra 6 months can be tantamount to saving an extra 1% per year for 30 years. That's human life capital. And it's all about maximizing your ability to spend as opposed to maximizing your risk-adjusted rate of return. Here's the idea. You first build a floor of very low-risk guaranteed income sources, something Dr. Moshe Molevsky called pensionizing your nest egg. A guaranteed income floor might be built with your Social Security, your defined benefit plan, and other financial assets, like building a ladder of Treasury inflation-protected securities or utilizing an income annuity. They may or may not be inflation-adjusted, so you'll have to spend some time with a competent advisor working that into the mix, although tips are indeed inflation protected. Once there is a sufficient floor in place, you can then focus on upside potential. That is, if you have any remaining assets. You see, you can invest and spend as you wish with that money. Once you get through the essential needs funding and the contingency funds, then you're investing for discretion or discretionary spending and for your children's legacy. I mean, you don't need to go to a nice restaurant every night or take extravagant vacations. That's discretionary. You can cut back on those in periods of poor financial returns. Just like you can, you know, go on those sandals vacations that I see every nauseating 60 seconds or 30 seconds on television with, you know, the guys with six packs and the girls in the sexy bikinis going down the slide with the fancy music and all that stuff. You don't have to do that every year. I wonder why they don't show a guy with a beer gut. Just saying. What is the safe withdrawal rate from a portfolio? I've got emails coming up on that subject, but we've all heard about the 4% rule and so forth. But in reality, we need to be building some kind of downside risk protection in our portfolio. And the best way to do that is to buy yourself some time, because the stock market, while volatile in the short run, over long time periods, 10, 15, 20 years, there's nothing else that's better. I saw a structured note or contract the other day. Again, I don't sell these, and I'm not recommending them. But it looked interesting to me. It was basically a point-to-point six-year contract, which allowed you a 10% annual gain with a 30% downside buffer. I mean, if you think about that, even if the market took a dump over the next 6 years, the 30% buffer is going to cover you. So in other words, you can't lose on that. Well, you could lose, but it's not likely you would lose on that deal. But you could get like 10, 11, 12% compounded. Now, that's not principal protection, but it is downside risk protection. You're not going to get all the upside, but you're not going to get all the downside either. It's part of the safety first strategy. Emails coming up next.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage
damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information. You know, you've got your choice between a probability-based systematic withdrawal in retirement, and there's really nothing tragic or super wrong with that. It's just very, very hard for individuals who have common investor behavior biases to stay with the plan. It's very hard to do a systematic withdrawal from a portfolio that just suffered a 40% decline. And as I mentioned the other day, the average bear market produces a minus 41%. So if you're taking a 5% distribution and you just lost 41%, you're now down 46. Call it 50. Your million-dollar portfolio is worth around $500,000. It's really hard to stay fully invested or with that 70-30 mix or whatever mix you chose after you just lost 50%. Because if you think about it, now the withdrawal rate went from 5% on $1 million, $50,000, to 10% on $500,000. And every study that's ever been done pretty much tells you, you're taking 10% out of your portfolio, it's coitons. So this is where the safety first strategy tends to work out significantly better, because the safety first strategy keeps you invested for those upper pyramid needs like discretionary spending and legacy, but you've got the basics covered like eating tomorrow and contingency plans. And that's why I am a safety first kind of guy. And I think you ought to be too, guy or lady for that matter. All right, the first email comes in from Steve, and it happens to be on withdrawal rates. When figuring a 4% or other withdrawal rate, are dividends and interest received counted against the withdrawal rate, or are they in addition to withdrawal rates? Love your show. Thanks. Hey, Steve, thank you. It's all cumulative, bud. The 4% includes dividends. It includes dividends. And I'll make another point on dividends. If you have a safety-first approach, the amount of money that is sitting in the stock market for the, you know, mid to upper pyramid investments, the dividends can be reinvested. And when you reinvest dividends, it's much better than spending them, because those dividends being reinvested will actually buy more shares in a declining market. But when we talk about the 4% rule, it's 4% on everything: dividends, interest, etc. And what's frightening to me is the 4% rule, which doesn't sound like much, has been recalculated to a 2.8 or 3% rate based on the anticipation that interest rates are low and moving higher. and that the stock market may be poised for some kind of a correction. Again, I'm not predicting that. Vincent is next. Here it is, yeah. Would it be more beneficial to pay off my $87,000 mortgage at a 4% interest rate or to invest in my 401k? I'm from Rhode Island. Okay, well, that's good. Rhode Island's a nice place. $87,000 mortgages? That's even better. I didn't know how old Vincent was. So he wrote me back and said that he was 27. I think this is the same guy. At 27, I'm putting the money into the 401k plan, Vincent. Number one, you may get a company match. Number two, $87,000 is a mortgage. It's probably not going to kill you to keep it 4%, even though the interest is probably not going to be tax deductible because of your standard deduction. My opinion is putting money into the 401k plan, if it's pre-tax, the government's funding it for you. If it is post-tax, it's still not that bad of an interest rate. So use the 401k plan. You'll do just fine. I'll see if I can get to another one. Oh, this one's long. Let me see if I can get to a shorter one here. Here we go. Ray, love the show. This is from Lee, by the way. How is the required minimum distribution handled for a deferred lifetime annuity in a 401k? I anticipate a $300,000 annuity in a $500,000 401k. Okay, Lee, well, this is going to depend on a couple of things. One is, will this annuity be annuitized? If an annuity in a retirement plan is annuitized over your lifetime, then you don't have to worry about the required minimum distribution. You just converted $300,000 into a lifetime annuity contract. Now, there are some rules on QLACs, qualified lifetime annuity contracts, to the extent of 25% or so of the retirement account, but you're well above that. Now, if it's just a simple deferred annuity, then it would be like any other investment. It'll be subject to the required minimum distribution. It'll be commingled with the other $200,000 in your 401k. You say it's $500,000. The required minimum distribution will be a little bit shy of 4%. So you'd take $20,000. You could take that from the deferred annuity, or you could take it from elsewhere. It's not going to matter. So it really depends on whether or not you choose to annuitize. Now, I should point out that there are many deferred annuities that have guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefits. That is not annuitization. A GMWB is not a life annuity. It's a withdrawal guarantee. Okay, I'm out of time. Hey, thank you. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. Now, go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio. We'll be right back.